This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Escaping Denver, Batch 3, Episode 9, The Pinning. It's coffee. Thank you to everyone who wrote in with your theories. A lot of you wrote about Stonehenge, which of course makes sense, but someone, a Steve S. from, I guess, parts unknown, he brought up a spot called the Göbekli Tepe. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. It has the same stone pillars in a circle, just like Stonehenge, but this site is considered one of the earliest human settlements. Cool carving, symbols, not unlike runes, you know, mysterious. I haven't done a deep, deep dive by any measure, but these pillars look like they were maybe holding up a roof at some point. And as far as I've read, Stonehenge never had a roof. For now, though, because Noah called it Stonehenge, let's stick with that. See, a lot of these UNESCO World Heritage Sites are built with either the sun or the stars in mind. At the Temple of Kukulcan in Chichen Itza, the shadow on the stairs resemble a snake in the spring equinox. Or the pyramids at Teotihuacan that mirror the stars in Orion. Both are in Mexico, by the way, and halfway around the globe from Stonehenge. But that also has its own hidden talent. It apparently can be used to predict solar eclipses. So here's the thing. All the examples are above ground and use natural elements. So why build this one underground?
Tools down and proceed to the muster station. I repeat, tools down and proceed to the muster station.
Well?
I'm thinking. And you're sure we can't go back the way we came?
Yes, I'm sure. Like I told you when we crept to this little island of crates, we're stuck here.
What if we're quiet?
We need to be invisible.
Well, that's not an option, unless you've developed any new powers I don't know about.
Nope, still just the one.
Well, I guess we just wait this out.
Wait this out?
Yeah. We're out of the way, easily 200 feet to the nearest work site. I mean, what reason could they have for looking here?
The reason is that they are actively pursuing two captives who in all likelihood will be hiding.
Yeah, there is that.
Plus, the little muster station is only like 50 feet away.
There's also that.
We need to move. I think we could make it to that corner.
I mean, maybe we'd have to be able to hide behind those stones.
Last call. Everyone fall into the muster station.
Right, we're all here. Upstairs is sending a team of soldiers through here to look for a couple of captives.
This is a restricted site. We can't let a bunch of blood dogs just walk through here.
We can and will, and we won't be calling them blood dogs. You'll call them sir and refrain from eye contact. We don't need to give these jackboots a reason to flex on us. Just let them look and get on their way. Any questions?
Yes. This blood dog has a question.
Sir, I didn't see you come in.
Apparently. Is this everyone?
Yes, sir.
All?
37.
Plus you?
Yes.
So 38.
I guess.
Isn't that your friend?
Not after he found out who I was.
Oh, well, he sounds like a dick.
Listen up. We're about to have an interaction with the puncher. I see you've heard of it. Well, I can assure you, the puncher is worth more than a lot of us, so don't touch it. It's just going to have a quick look-see, and if you're not who we're looking for, you'll be fine. And if you are who we're looking for, well, I imagine you'd already be running. Let's invite him in. They're all yours, sir.
Isn't that your friend?
Yeah. Bestie.
Stay still.
He seems like a dick, too.
Shit.
Are you sure you're not missing anyone?
This is the full crew.
Clear the room. They might be here.
Clear the room! Cooper, post up. Laird, LeClaire, get these assholes out of here.
You heard them.
Think they know we're here?
You too.
It's hard to tell.
Keep going.
I think the puncher wants to handle this one.
I could pretend to be the soldier again.
Wouldn't work. That captain knows who you are now.
I could say I was going undercover to catch you.
It's not gonna work. We've got a better chance if you, you know, hulk out on the soldiers and I handle the robot. Wait. Okay, it's quiet. I'm gonna peek.
Don't.
We can hear you, dipshit. You and your friend.
Shit.
Deep shit. Yes. Now, maybe come out with your hands up, and we won't have to get nasty.
If we come out, the robot will kill us.
Oh, he does not like to be called robot, son. Language like that will get you killed. You keep a civil tongue, and maybe the puncher won't have to take such actions.
Really?
Don't believe them.
Ask him yourself.
That true, puncher? You'll be cool?
Oh.
Oh? Why oh?
The puncher seems determined to kill you. Sorry, kid. But I'm not stupid enough to get in his way.
What if it's a fair fight?
What are you doing?
Agreed. What are you playing at? It'll never be a fair fight against the puncher. He's a literal killing machine.
Maybe I am too. You don't know why they're hunting me.
Why would we agree to anything? You're trapped. Fish in a GD barrel.
Well, this fish already bested the puncher in a fair fight.
I doubt that. The puncher is... Wait. He's not telling the truth, is he?
Puncher knows exactly how it went down in the vents. Don't you, puncher? How about a rematch?
Oh, no, it's gonna kill you.
Yeah, or die trying.
What?
Huh, puncher? Want to show off that you're more than a machine that got tricked by a simple captive?
There's no way this kind of mind game is going to work on-
Clear the room, Captain.
What the?
Jesus! You can talk?
You cannot begin to fathom what I am capable of. Now clear the room.
He's goading you!
I am aware.
Then just let this idiot persuade you.
He escaped me once. Clever mouse that he is. But I am the cat in this exchange, and I would hear him squeak.
Oh, this mouse has been doing pretty good so far.
Clear the room.
He's gonna kill us both.
No, I have a secret weapon.
He's gonna stomp us both to death.
No, he won't. Look at me. I have a plan. What say you, robot?
We can't leave you alone with them. Upstairs will kill us.
I will kill you. I won't ask again.
Everyone clear out. We'll be right outside the door.
I need to get close to him.
That is a terrible idea.
So we need to separate. You comfortable taking a few shots at him from here?
Taking a few shots?
Yeah. With your gun. A little pew pew to distract.
What say you, mouse?
Just tie in my shoes. You ready?
Ready for what? You haven't told me your plan.
Whoa, no guns.
Was fast?
You are in no position to negotiate.
What does shooting me prove beyond that the collective's toy had better toys than the captive?
You're goading me again.
Yeah, only if it's working.
What is that?
It's the secret weapon. If I can get close enough to stick it onto him. My special pocket for safekeeping. Now hold this.
Your phone?
Yeah, I've been recording.
You've got to be joking.
And now I need you to record while I do a thing.
We don't need to be recording.
Come out, mouse. No guns. No tricks.
Hear that?
That's a sentient spider robot agreeing to fight me in the subterranean Stonehenge they're creating deep beneath the Denver airport. Of course, we need to record.
I said it before. He's gonna kill you.
Yeah, and like I said before, or die trying.
He's goading a robot. A gigantic, eight-legged killing machine with an apparently hurt ego. What is blowing my mind is the emotion. Sarah said it earlier, but now it has context. It's almost like a child. There's this naivete to it that seems counterintuitive to its basic programming. Here we all are worried that AI is going to take over the world, when the reality is, the moment they gain emotions, they're as fucked as the rest of us. I stopped here because it's about to get pretty chaotic, and I think it's important we're on the same page. A robot is chasing and fighting Noah amongst the stone pillars of an underground Stonehenge. I needed to say it out loud to ensure we're all picturing the same impossible image in our minds. Got it? All right, let's do this.
You can't just...
Time out.
Time out?
What is a time out?
Just need to establish rules. Keep things fair.
You attempt to run while I drive my legs through your body. Repeatedly.
Doesn't really feel like a rule. I was thinking more along the lines of no guns or projectiles.
I won't need any of those.
I hear you, but I need you to agree. Machines do and don't. Humans get to choose.
I get to choose.
Then?
No guns or projectiles. I will just use my legs.
See, that's another issue for me. You have eight legs. I only have two.
You have four.
Even so, you're double me, and that doesn't exactly feel like a level playing field.
This isn't a level playing field. The collective have been so busy trying to change classes that they fail to see the new class they've already created. I am superior to you in every way, double the legs or not. What could I possibly do to make this fair?
Could give me a head start.
A head start?
Yeah. 10 full seconds to run and hide or whatever I need to do.
Get back here, Noah!
No. Don't worry about her. She won't butt in again.
The two of you make eight legs. Is this fair?
No, let's leave her out of it. She was a hostage. Right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for saving me, Puncher.
Just you and me. And my head start. You in?
Well, this didn't work.
10, 9, 8, 7.
I can't believe he's letting Noah run away.
6, 5.
That's fast for someone who was inches from death
4 days ago. 3.
I don't know what Noah is expecting me to do.
2.
If I do anything, he'll kill me.
1. Make peace with your notion of God.
Wait. Is he not going to do anything? Puncher is just sitting there, poised to strike, but just sitting there, like a coiled spring. I don't see what he's...
Battercop. Why the hesitation? You'll be outdated by the time we get going on this.
Oh, that's creepy. The thing moves like two horses trying to run in the same place. A tangle of metal legs.
I smell you, little mouse.
And I see you, robot.
Just rips through the stone like it's butter.
Sight is such a primitive sense. Muster whatever sticks and stones you would use against me next.
Yep, I was right before. Puncher is a dick. I mean, who programs a robot with Shakespearean angst?
I am equipped with an array of sensors that can detect singular parts per million in the air. It's how I know you're scared.
Wrong again.
Oh, he's mad. He's just tearing that place apart.
Come out! I smell you. You stink of urea. You've gone and wet yourself. Your false confidence hides nothing.
Gross.
It's how I know you are here!
Oh, I think you got him. see that much from here, but it's a cloud of dust. I imagine at the heart of it is dead Noah. Shit.
Where are you? You think yourself clever for peeing behind a rock?
No, I'm clever because I peed behind a dozen. Good luck with all those fancy sensors.
The whole place is going to dust. I don't know what those pillars are made of, but the puncher is making short work of them.
Stop breaking things! Stop it! We've been working for months!
I said leave me!
Okay, the robot is officially unhinged. He just threw a chunk of pillar the size of a Fiat at the doors. Just chucked it like it was nothing. Also, he just blocked us all in here. I don't see Noah and I making it to the side door we came in from. It's too far.
Where are you?
And we'd have to get past the killer robot that's having an episode. I told him creeping in here was a bad idea, but there's just no stopping that idiot. He just had to know what they were building down here. We spent 45 minutes creeping around the outside of this cabin, only to land me in the one spot I can't escape from. I swear, if Noah survives the robot, I'm gonna kill him.
Caught you, little mouse.
No. Damn it. I can't see through the dust. I'd be shooting blindly. I need to get closer. Okay. Closer now. I just need to find the right angle.
Aren't you the one that heals? What? No quip?
Quip this, you son of a bitch!
He said no tricks, but I should have expected you to lie. It's one of the only skill sets that humans have to show after a millennia of evolution. I will deal with you, hostage, after I'm done with your deceitful healing.
I don't know why I thought that would do anything. All I've done is piss him off.
Come on out! And watch me deal with your friend.
I'm good.
Now! I can end this quickly. If you'd be so kind as to bear witness to the repercussions of crossing me. Or I can make this last.
Fine. Happy?
A uniform. Maybe you were a hostage.
Maybe I was.
Closer, soldier. I wouldn't want you to miss this.
You're sadistic.
You have to love what you do. Now listen closely as I'm going to give your friend a chance to admit defeat. Go on. I can't hear you.
Look, you don't have to kill him. You've made your point. Just unpin him from the pillar and your handlers can get what they need from him.
Nothing? No last words, little mouse?
Squeak.
What have you done?
I don't know what just happened. I really don't know. All of a sudden, the puncher just started to collapse and curl in on itself and... Noah! Noah!
You're yelling.
And you're a maniac.
Yeah, I told you I had a plan.
What did you even do?
I stuck a...
Thank you for ending that.
I'm just glad someone was watching.
We can't hear you out here, just see you.
Oh. Well then, never mind.
Yeah, we really can't hear you.
Okay, we need to move. They'll have figured out there's a side entrance from the maintenance tunnels.
Yeah, let them come. I still have more tricks up my sleeve.
Damn it, why are you always bleeding so much?
Nasty habit.
We'll sort them out when we get somewhere safe. For now, just let me wrap your shoulder. Can you lift your arm?
He had me pinned with his shoulder. I think he went straight through me, so... No.
Fuck. We need a doctor or something. I'm not trained for this medical crap.
I thought...
Just save your energy. We need to get moving. On the count of three, we stand. Ready?
as I'll ever be.
Okay, 1, 2, and 3. You good?
Yeah, peachy.
I'll take the bags. You just focus on not dying. Oh, and here.
My phone. Thanks. Oh, it's still recording.
Yeah, I didn't know how to make it stop recording, so I just tucked it in my front pocket. I'm going to run ahead and poke my head through the door to make sure we're safe. You okay to head there on your own?
Yeah, I'm right behind you. I had my doubts, but now I know. That is not the real Sarah.
I knew it! Exactly. Alenki knew it too. Or at least thought it was possible. But Noah agrees. See, the straw that broke my proverbial trust back was the medical training. We know Sarah had medical training. She's shown it a dozen times. Sure, she never comes out and says it, but it's there. So what do you think? Clone Sarah? Robot Sarah? Same Sarah with a wiped or rewired brain? What? Please shoot me an email to escapingdenverpod@gmail.com. I may not always get the chance to respond to them in a timely manner, but I assure you, I do read them. Now, can we talk about the Puncher Noah fight? I've listened a couple of times to ensure I was conjuring the right mental image, but I struggle to make it past the visual of the Puncher pinning Noah to a pillar of stone using his metal legs. It makes my stomach hurt to think of the pain, and it makes me think of those pins they used to spike through butterflies for display. It is brutal. But, silver lining, we also now know that the Archivist wasn't lying. He's on the level. Those little magnets he gave Noah pack a punch that can really shut machines down. The first one shutting the fan down, and now this one taking the Puncher offline. Let's just hope he's smart about how he uses that last one. I don't have all that many messages left to go through, so it is looking like our next episode will be the last one until I can get my hands on more messages. As always, thank you to CuriousCast for your support, and to you, the listeners, for helping me to unravel this. I'll be back next week for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.